Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Neil Camino here with episode 319 of the Tutor Podcast, the Monday morning show. That's for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring, teaching, and coaching business just the same way I love mine. As always, I'm here to share ideas and insights I've had, ideas and light bulb moments that I've borrowed or just stolen during the 25 years I've been in business, from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested and continue to invest in my own training and education. I'll be giving you extracts from the hundreds of books I've consumed, all swished around in the delightful melting pot of my mind. And I'm going to give it to you in a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of way. You see, to my mind, it appears that if I give you some of what I've found useful that's allowed me to have more fun, teach better, make more friends, help more people, and to move through the world in just a more positive and a more interesting way, then you can do it too. How does that sound? You okay with that? If you are, let's crack on with today's show. Now, today is really for you if you're just thinking about getting into the tutoring and teaching and coaching business, or if you've started already, or if you're doing okay, but the lure of a job with a steady income and more routine is calling you. For the wannabes and the newcomers to the tutoring business, I'll tell you why you're in the right place and in the right business. And just remind you of a few things about the mainstream workspace. And for those having a wobble, maybe I'll convince you to believe in yourself and believe in what you do so you can stay in the game. Personally, I'm not sure that having a job, which is widely thought to stand for just over broke, is much of an option. For me especially, I'm probably unemployable after working for myself for a quarter of a century. And of course, being white, male and heterosexual, I'm now part of the most demonised and discriminated against demographic in the UK. No matter how good I am, there are laws on the books which convey preferred status on others and limit my prospects because of those three factors. So, given that the lunatics are now running the asylum, it's up to me. And of course, it's up to you. So let's have a think about being in business and the positive aspects of having your own teaching business. And of course, the equally important downsides that can lurk in the shadows, waiting to trip you up and spoil your day. Those upsides and downsides, incidentally, are often directly related, or they're opposite ends of a spectrum. So if we look at the idea of being the boss, the upside, you get to decide how it all happens. The downside is your responsibility. It's on you. Always remember, of course, that if you work for yourself, your only employee is a moron and the boss is a psychopath. That responsibility, guys, is all yours. And so is the failure. And so is the glory. There is nowhere to hide. And for many, many people, the fear of that awesome responsibility prevents them from taking action and from even getting started at all. The limits are all yours. All the limits in the business are for you to decide. For instance, how much money you're going to make. All you've got to do is decide when you'll be working, which working days, what time of day, the shape and the rhythm of your day. then think about the customers you most want to serve. With whom do you wish to work? Remember, don't deal with tossers and enjoy your life. Those two golden rules, DDWT, and don't do miserable making things. So set the bar high enough on price to deter the non-ideal clients. And refuse to enter into the narrative that some of your new students will have that they're victims somehow. There are no victims out there, guys. They're all awakening heroes. They're not who they've been told they are. You figured out who your ideal clients are. Get rid of your non-ideal clients. Or they'll clog your schedule up and they'll shut out the ideal clients. Nothing is worse than opening the scheduling window, running your finger down the list of students you've got in the day, and then there's that one. You know the one I mean? The one that makes you go, oh God, I've forgotten about him. You haven't forgotten about him. You're trying to forget about him. That's important. Right, the teaching format, guys. Are you going to teach one-to-one, which is going to be personalized and exclusive, probably at a premium rate? Do you want to teach one-to-many, like classrooms back in school, where the cost per head in the room is low, but you can make more money that way? Do you want to do it live in the room? Do you want to do it online via video link? Do you want to operate clinics? Or do you want to record the content and then have it delivered digitally in things like courses? Then figure out how much you're going to earn by this. Now that you know what you want to do, who you want to do it with, and how you're going to do it, let's look at how much you're going to charge them. You're going to charge them an hourly rate, a subscription model where they pay you by the month. Whatever you do, you're going to be up against limitations. There's only so many hours a week that you can spend teaching. There is automatically a cap on your earning potential. Now, you could work more hours, or you could raise your rates. But if you're out of hours, there's only one way you're going to have to go, and that's upmarket. Remember, guys, when you work for yourself, if you're not working, you're probably not earning. And if you can't find a way to make money while you sleep, you're going to have to keep on working. Because nobody is coming to the rescue. Remember I said it's on you? It's on you. That's why you must always cultivate multiple streams of income. Personally, I've invested in property for the last 8 years, and I earn whilst I sleep. I make rental income from my tenants, and over time I accrue increases in capital value of the properties. And in addition to that, I've also helped friends and family to earn while they sleep by using my skill and knowledge to invest their money with me. And in turn, I make money off their money. Everybody wins. Other streams of income. Royalties. Well, if you write music, great. If you write books, wonderful. If you have patents and other intellectual property, you can look at licensing that stuff out. Maybe you can sell allied products around what you do. Maybe you could create a product. What problem do you and others have that you can fix? What's the product that you can sell at a profit that fixes it for them? I think it's a great idea to sit down and ask yourself to find 25 ways to grow your business. To start writing them down. And don't stop or pause until you have them. And preferably a few more. You see, at the end of the day, guys, in business, it's down to you. Do it for yourself. Do it to enjoy the freedom to choose how you spend your days. The freedom to decide who you want to work with. The freedom to decide for yourself what you're going to be doing during the course of that day and how much you're going to be earning. Yes, there's a lot of responsibility. But to me, it seems like a fair trade. What do you think? Are you in the game? Or are you out of the game, looking in? If you're in the game and you want to get out, what's driving you out? I'm really curious about how everyone else sees things, you see. And sometimes I worry that I'm just an oddball and nobody else sees it that way. So give me your opinions. It's info@neilcowmeadow.com. And if this show helps you at all, if you've got any questions or suggestions, then do get in touch. I'm here to listen as well as talk. And of course, I know I don't have all the answers. So maybe you can help me. Email me. It's info@neilcowmeadow.com. And follow me on X, formerly Twitter, where I am at Tutor Podcast. If you haven't already done so, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And I'll be back next week with more no BS ideas and more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business, just like I love mine. I hope this podcast has got you thinking, and I hope it's been some help to you. Guys, till next time, stay healthy, stay useful, and have a fabulous day.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow and love their tutoring businesses.